This is Wagner Valley Brewing's Tasting Tuesday.
Beer.
On BTL.
Ooh, yeah.
How the hell did we already get to July?
I mean, honestly, I thought June was really slow. Like, I was surprised. Like, I can barely remember last time I was here.
I know. It just went by so fast. And here we are, the first Tuesday of the new month. July is here, which means we get a visit from our good friend Eric Norrison from Wagner Valley Brewing. What's going on, man?
Not much, you know, keeping it mild, you know.
as much as you can during these times. But the thing is that you guys are still going. And that's the thing that I love, is that you're still cruising right along with what you're producing. You're open for tastings now. And yep. There is a little sense of normalcy when it comes to experiencing some of the best beer in the Finger Lakes.
Yeah, little sense. I mean, we're definitely keeping things spaced out. A lot more signage, you know, got to keep your masks on between tables and everything. But, you know, we're trying to get that back to normal sense of being, you know.
What has been the toughest part of this for you, whether it's with the beer making or just not necessarily seeing the regular faces that you're used to seeing? I mean, what has been the toughest part?
It's been, like, I was talking to our bar manager, Wayne Talley, like, just checking up on, like, because, you know, we used to, before this all happened, we'd have customers that, you know, we'd see every weekend. Yeah. And, like, I was checking in on, like, well, you know, I was asking, like, what about that, you know, little old couple, they were short guys, but, you know, always came in every weekend, loved them, they were adorable, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, we haven't seen them since this all started. And, like, that's kind of hard, definitely. Yeah. I had some favorite customers and people that really loved our stuff, and some of them just aren't coming around as much anymore.
Yeah, well, if you can, and if you are able to get out to Wagner Valley on Route 414 in Lodi, do so, because they're open for business.
Yeah, we are fully open for business. Pub nights are going to be coming back July 10th. So,
good.
Yeah, this Friday. We're going to be doing a pub night light acoustic band. According to New York State law, you can't dance, though. So,
oh, okay.
No dancing.
No dancing.
No dancing
Don't
whatsoever.
Bring those dancing
Do
shoes.
Do not try to dance. But you can drink.
Good. And that's what we're going to do right here, right now, is drink. We've got a colossal can. We've got two bottles of something. Where do we want to start with?
Oh, let's save that colossal can for last. So let's start off with Hefeweizen. Everything this year has been delayed and put back as far as possible. Hefeweizen we usually release in, like, April.
Right.
We finally released it in mid-June, so it finally came out. This batch, I'm really loving it. I did a bunch of research on Hefeweizens, you know, how people are brewing them, how the Germans are brewing them, etc. And I used a couple of new techniques here and a couple of old techniques.
So how is Eric Norrison brewing them?
Eric Norrison is brewing them. So, little story. Last year, second batch of Hefeweizen, I moved us over to another producer of yeast. Mainly, it was not just a cost thing, but it was also a convenience thing. I like dried yeast a lot because I can buy a bunch of it and just sit on it, and it's, like, good for 2 years. So I'm never, like, because otherwise if you're ordering from, like, a wet yeast from somewhere, that's got to get, like, 2 days aired to you and everything. And I hate the concept of, like, you putting a spot on that airplane just for my yeast, you know? Like, when I can get something that's, you know, slow mailed to me and, you know, it's the same exact yeast. Like,
yeah.
If you run it through, like, a gene disc, it's literally the same exact yeast. But ran into a slight issue and, like, because... It's the same exact yeast, but that second batch just didn't have that banana in it, like, that you want from that Bavarian Hefeweizen. Yeah, yep. And so I did some research into it. My problem was, you know how I've talked to you about how, like, yeast pitching rates and, like, you know, how I've been increasing yeast pitching rates and everything?
Yeah.
My problem was I was pitching the right amount of yeast. Traditionally, we underpitched the Hefeweizen because we were getting wet yeast. And we were underpitching it to, you know, save costs, the previous brewers was.
Yeah.
And what that does is it actually stresses out the yeast, which pushes more of that banana. I was making things too easy for the yeast. I wasn't stressing it out. And, like, that just kind of blew my mind because, like, my mindset's always been, like, you know, let's give those yeast, like, the best chance that they got.
Yeah.
And then, like, according to German Hefeweizen, it's kind of throw that book out and like just treat that yeast like crap, you know?
It's always a science lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's give it a taste then.
So it has a nice banana. It's not an overwhelming banana.
No, it's not overwhelming at all.
But it's and it's nice and balanced. There's a cloviness to it. That was another thing I researched. Cloviness, it's a ferulic acid rest. It's a, when you first mash in, I mean, you saw it the other week when you had come by for that. When you first mash in, you do it at a much lower temperature. And ferulic acid is the precursor chemical for all of that, all of those clovey chemicals. I think it's like, I forget the acronym, but it's like guanovinylliferase or something like
that.
Yeah, it's like, I forget the acronym, but yeah, it's like a specific compound that creates that clover aroma and flavor. And so doing that rest for like 20 minutes and then going through the rest of your mash, boom, you get a bunch more clove out of it.
This is really, really good. And it's not overpowering.
Yeah.
Because I can remember Cloudbanks of yesteryear, and it was good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But
it was
there was definitely a lot more of a banana flavor.
Yeah, the banana was a bit overwhelming. It was like beating you over the head. But like now it's like it's in balance with that cloviness. It starts off banana-y, goes to cloviness.
Yeah.
And then it kind of ends on that like a citrusy kind of wheat note. And I'm just loving it. Like,
it's delicious.
I'm crushing this beer right now.
On a day like today.
Exactly.
With it perfect. Being so hot and everything.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. You pound down a couple of these, you're going to be in on cloud nine.
Yeah.
It's delicious, dude. So Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here. On BTL, your chance to win a growler and a fill to go visit Eric and the good folks at Wagner Valley in just a little bit. Stick around for that. Next up, I see it, the cross-section IPA.
Yes.
Classic.
I don't think if you noticed, but we got new bottle caps now.
Oh, I didn't see that. Let me see this thing.
They're sharp looking because, you buy bottle caps.
Oh, wow.
Buy the bottle caps by the pallet. And so since we changed our branding, 2 years ago, we've been running out the old bottle caps because we had like a whole pallet of them.
Those are sharp looking.
Yeah, I know. They're really sharp looking. I'm loving it. Debbie Wagner, John Wagner's wife, she kind of took charge on getting that set up and
brilliant idea.
Did a fantastic job.
I love this.
It's lovely. And I kind of got my timing down on everything great. So we're running out of this right now. This is like a month and a half old. I got the next batch going in the tank tomorrow.
Really?
And so it's going to be perfect. So it's going to be 2 months when we run out of the last of it. And then we're going to get onto the next batch. And I don't want it to be longer than 2 months on the shelves, at all.
I don't blame you. And for some reason, I feel like this stuff won't be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite
exactly.
Frankly, this is top notch, dude.
Yeah. We keep some library samples, and I've sat on some cross-section for 3 to 6 months and pop them up open out of curiosity more than anything, because I'm really interested in how our beer degrades, over time with age. And it holds up really well.
Does
for this
really?
Style. New England IPA is when you get past 90 days, dump it,
But
it actually holds together really well. Mm.
Cross-section is one of my favorites, and my old man and my sister, I know, they made a point to go up to Wagner Valley here about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, a couple of weekends ago.
Oh, yeah?
And this was what he went with. Cross-section bought a six-pack cross-section IPA. My sister, they had a couple of drinks up there out on the deck. It was a perfect day for it.
Absolutely.
When we were talking, mid to upper 70s, not too crazy weather-wise, and I can speak firsthand so many times that I've been there seeing you guys and everything. You have the best view of the lake.
Oh, absolutely.
You have the best view of the lake. And it's even better bright and early in the morning when you're there, which is what we've seen bright and early at 7 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. It's even crazier. At certain times of year. Actually the name Cloudbank, that's a real, meteorological phenomenon with Seneca Lake.
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, it's, Cloudbank Hefeweizen, it's named after that. It's usually, because it's usually released in the spring, but, you see it in, from March to, early May, and then from, September through November, but, you'll come in at 6 o'clock, and, because the lake is still so, I think it's because the lake's still warm. Yeah. Or there's just enough of a temperature variance between the lake and the air around it that just this massive train of clouds just develops right on top of the lake. Yeah. And it's just wild.
It's
like,
beautiful.
Exactly. So definitely a beautiful place to work and live.
Don't blame you. It's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on BTL. Win a growler and a fill to go visit Wagner Valley on Route 414 in Lodi in just a couple of minutes. All right, we got a big old colossal can of something.
Big old colossal
can. I got to finish this cross section. In the meantime, tell us what you got.
All right, I brought Seneca Soul back. It is coming back. We're going to be canning it next Friday, but we have it on tap already. I love this beer. It's, well, basically, we have to keep like a light beer on during the summertime. Mm-hmm. I mean, during a normal summer, we have pub nights, and we want something light that people can drink all night without getting plastered, you know?
You're not wrong.
Exactly. I mean, like, and our Pilsner is like 5.5%, and like, you know, it's a bit much for some people.
Sure.
I mean, especially all night. So this thing is like only 4.5%, but it's loaded with flavor. And we also, you know, hook you up with a lime on it, you know, when we're here.
It's basically like, what did you call it? Like a Modelo?
Modelo Especial.
Except like 10 times better.
Oh, yeah, exactly. It's like a craft Modelo.
Let's open this thing up.
Yeah, absolutely. So, while setting this guy up, I pre-limed it, so lime's already in there.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
That is a brilliant idea.
I know.
We're spilling everywhere. Don't worry about it. It happens. You might just have to sip up the suds or something. Well, that's live radio, live entertainment. See, people can't tell how much foam is on top of that colossal can right now. It's a boatload.
I was kind of worried about that happening because the lime's going to add like a nucleation site.
So what you're saying is that the new carpeting on here is ruined. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Everyone's going to love hearing that. Oh my gosh.
So you'll see a few chunks of lime in there.
Looks beautiful.
Trust me, normally it's crystal clear.
Oh yeah, that's fine though.
That's perfect. That's summertime, man.
This is summertime.
It's summertime.
This is really, really good stuff.
This is really good.
You gave us some Seneca Soul when we came to visit a couple of weeks
ago. Yeah, we had some straight out of the tanks before we carved it up or anything.
Yeah, and that was very good.
Yeah,
it was fantastic. So is this.
Yeah.
You're killing it, man. Which brings up something we have to bring up in conversation.
Oh,
for
yeah, absolutely.
Second.
We kind of dropped it a bit, but
I mean, there was a reason why we visited Wagner Valley Brewing bright and early on a random weekday morning to go visit Eric and the good folks over at Wagner Valley.
Yeah.
And that is because BTL is officially getting its own beer at Wagner Valley Brewing.
Absolutely.
The BTL doubleheader is coming very, very soon. I'm so excited that we're announcing it here on the airwaves. But, man, you guys have been so great to us over the last however many years, 5, 6, 7, 8 years at this point. And the fact that you guys were so willing to do this and we get to have our name synonymous with what you guys do in your brand.
Yeah.
It's just,
no, I'm
on cloud nine,
about
man.
This. Yeah,
I'm
absolutely.
So excited. So
I mean,
it's a double IPA.
Double IPA.
And we saw Eric go throughout the whole process. It was literally a science lesson. It was a couple of hours in the heat, looking at everything. Like, you see all of the tanks and everything that kind of comes with it. I mean, I've been up there plenty of times for tastings, but I've never actually have known how some of this process goes.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, how the milling in and everything and just how, what a day looks like.
It's,
you know,
eye-opening.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely eye-opening, and I think I apologize to you. I'm like, it's definitely not as exciting as it seems.
No, it was.
You know? I mean, it's pretty cool, but yeah, you know, I kind of get jaded with it after a bit, you know.
But knowing deep down that you're going to have our name with your name.
Yeah, it's,
I mean, that's
awesome.
The cool thing. If you haven't seen the preview video, if you want to see a little bit of the brewing process of this double IPA that's going to be coming out here within the next couple of weeks, check it out on our Facebook page, check it out on our Twitter, check it out on our Instagram. You can find the video at ESPN Ithaca and also on the Wagner Valley Brewing Facebook and Twitter page as well. The video is up there. I'm excited, man.
Yeah, dude, I'm super stoked. It's turning out great.
Is
this
it?
Friday, it's going to be moved to the bright tank and carved up. It's like super, it's like kind of old school West Coast double IPA. It's like super resiny, but it has a lot of tropical notes as well. So it's like this nice balance between pine and tropical. It's great.
I can't wait. Yeah. The BTL doubleheader Between the Lines officially has a beer name. Who came up with the name? I forget.
I think it was me, actually.
Was it you that came up with
it? Yeah, I just threw it out randomly, you know.
I'm so excited for it. I'm so excited for it. Like I said, it'll be over there at Wagner Valley Brewing here in the next couple of weeks, and we're hoping that we'll be able to stop by over there on the 24th as well for a pub light night.
Pub light night,
And just, you know, have a really good time, enjoy everything.
Have a really good time without dancing.
Yeah, that too. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about me doing that. After a few BTL doubleheaders, though, I don't know. I make no promises. If you want to go visit the good folks at Wagner Valley Brewing, you can do so by winning a growler and a fill and maybe even trying the BTL doubleheader when it comes out here in a couple of weeks. Who are we giving the lucky listener, or what lucky listener number are we looking for today?
Go with Crazy Eights.
Crazy Eight, baby. 607-533-0077 is the number. Again, 607-533-0077. Win a growler and a fill if you're caller number 8 to go to Wagner Valley Brewing on Route 414 in Lodi. My man, looking forward to the next couple of weeks. All
right, absolutely, man.
Eric Norrison, thanks so much for joining us in studio. BTL is back after this.